From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. European finance ministers meet in Brussels later today to look for ways to expand the clout of the bailout fund to help countries struggling with debt there. They're also trying to save the euro currency. President Obama is pressing European leaders to take bold action because he says what happens in Europe has a huge effect in the U.S.
If Europe is contracting or if Europe is having difficulties, then it's much more difficult for us to create good jobs here at home because we send so many of our products and services to Europe. It is such an important trading partner for us.
The president speaking as he met with the heads of the European Commission and the European Council. Euro Commission President José Manuel Barroso says he and his colleagues are acting as quickly as they can.
We are absolutely serious about the magnitude of the challenge. We understand the challenge, but you have to understand that sometimes some decisions take time.
The current European bailout fund is considered too small to help large economies such as Spain and Italy. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is denying that he had a long extramarital affair with an Atlanta woman. In an interview with Fox News in Atlanta, Ginger White claims the relationship lasted 13 years.
I was aware that he was married, and I was also aware that I was involved in a very inappropriate situation.
Cain says that's not true. He acknowledged a friendship with White, but he told CNN there was no affair.
Here we go again. We will basically show, when the details become available, that I didn't do anything wrong.
Cain's poll numbers were declining before this latest accusation, and political analysts say the major beneficiary may be his fellow Georgian and GOP rival Newt Gingrich. NPR's Kathy Lohr says Gingrich is campaigning in South Carolina this week.
Gingrich said the federal government should not have filed suit to stop the state's new immigration law. It requires police check the status of people they stop for any crime, including traffic violations. And Gingrich said the president should not allow more than a dozen foreign countries to join the lawsuit.
So here's a simple way to think of it. President Obama sided with Mexico. I would side with South Carolina.
Gingrich again said that some who are undocumented but who've been in the U.S. for many years should be allowed to stay in the U.S. It's a position some of his GOP rivals criticize, but Gingrich stood behind his comments and said it's not an amnesty program. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.
Cyber Monday is shaping up to be a record setter for online retailers. Graham Jones is with PriceGrabber.com.
I believe that shoppers have been saving their money up until this weekend to give gifts. They've changing their buying behavior so that they didn't have to give less gifts in the face of these economic times.
This is NPR News from Washington. This is the second day of voting in parliamentary elections in Egypt, the first elections there since the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak's regime. And election officials say the turnout has been, in their words, massive and unexpected. Voter Raham Kandil says the process is a far cry from the sham elections under Mubarak.
We used to sit at home and know that there will be papers filled in with our name and with dead people. So this time we do all feel it's a big difference.
This is not the situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where the election has not been going smoothly. Officials there extended the balloting. From the capital, Kinshasa, NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkin reports both pro-government and opposition representatives are complaining of irregularities and some violent incidents.
While many Congolese cast their ballots peacefully and uneventfully, despite initial delays, voting had to be extended at a number of polling stations after a day of chaotic disorganization. Frustrated voters searched for hours for their names and struggled to vote or simply gave up. Here in the capital Kinshasa and in other provinces, some violence was reported, and there have been accusations of ballot stuffing and ballot burning. In a tense and nervous atmosphere, how the presidential and legislative candidates and their supporters react to the results will be crucial. Ophebia Quist-Arkin, NPR News, Kinshasa.
Pakistani officials have reportedly decided to boycott an upcoming meeting in Germany on the future of Afghanistan to protest a deadly attack by U.S.-led forces on its troops. The decision reflects Pakistan's anger over the incident last Saturday that killed 24 soldiers along the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.